Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, best-selling author, and certified transformational health coach. Today, I want to share hope, health, and activities that can lift up your spirit, shift your negative thoughts to positive ones, make you happy, therefore healthy in body, mind, and finances. And if you have listened to several of my podcasts so far, you know that's my main thing, healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And everything I do and say somewhat relates to it, especially negative thoughts. You know, it's really interesting how powerful they are, but very destructive. At least about 85% of most people who get sick, the illness is caused by mental instability, by being unhappy, by being not in balance with a healthy mind, by doing all those things. And we are inundated with all the negativity from the news and all the, I have to say, nasty videos and texts and things that they are sending around that are wrong, incorrect, false. And if people were to verify them, they would know that. So I want to stop that right now. I want to be positive. I want to give you hope. I want to talk about your health. And I want to give you some suggestions about activities that can definitely lift up your body and your spirit and your mind and make you feel better and happier. So let's start with hope. What does that mean and how can I share hope with you? Well, first of all, a very simple statement. This too shall pass. Okay, it's something that's not very fun right now for many people. However, stay and remain positive and it will pass. When things got too tough as a child, my mom always said, the soup is not eaten as hot as it's cooked, which actually means, hey, when you hear something that really triggers you in a negative way or whatnot, don't dwell on it. Let it cool off first, and then what I usually say is use the stop, challenge, choose, which I have explained several times during my podcast. Stop the thought, take a deep breath, realign it, ask yourself, is this even true? Challenge your thoughts and ask, you know, what can you learn from it? What's going on? How can you make it better? And then choose and shift into a positive frame of mind that can make everything better for you. It serves you. We want to be we just want to be serving the positive. We want to serve each other. We want to serve our own self with positive thoughts, because once we go down the road of negativity, it's hard to come back up. So let's make it a daily effort to choose consciously something positive. So yeah, that was the saying, and I haven't heard it in English, but that was the translation. From Die Suppe wird nie so heiß gegessen, wie sie gekocht wird. And that's why I thought, okay, I'm going to use that because I remember that from my childhood, which was a long time ago. Yet it's still lingering in the back of my brain because it is actually a very valuable statement. For us to act and react immediately upon hearing, seeing, or reading something is not very conducive for us. So let it cool off. Take a few deep breaths. Ask yourself, is it true? Then challenge yourself on how you could make this positive. And then choose the answer that serves you best or the people around you. It can only get better. Let's remain calm, collected, positive, happy, and healthy. So for health, I say a positive mindset keeps you healthy and healthier than a negative one. And I already just said that about 85% of all illnesses originate from a negative mindset. Love to share the very positive habits of health system that works on shift in mindset first, which then carries on to healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. There was once an email that went around, or a text or something, a post on Facebook, and it asked us which of the, I think there were 10 words, would score 100%. And each letter was given a certain number of value. And out of those 10 words, I remember there was gratitude, there was love, there was a whole bunch of others, and one of them was attitude. And attitude was the only one that scored 100%. So back to positive attitude. Activities. So many of us are at home, not used to be at home, but have to be at home. Maybe need to work at home. Maybe you even have children who are school-age children, and now you have become, besides a parent and an employee or an entrepreneur, you have become also a teacher to help homeschooling your children. Wow. That is not easy on many. And I just want to give you some hope there too. There are a lot of things we can do. So having structure is a really good one. Getting dressed in the morning when we get up, getting ready for a day of work or school activities, just so we actually know life goes on. Even though it has changed just a bit for us, it goes on, and we still have so much to be grateful for. So I want to give you some activities for everyone during this period of physical distancing. Find activities you can do with your family, by yourself, or for yourself. For example, I started reading about a year or two ago. Every morning I read for about a half an hour, something very positive. Now I read for about an hour, because I'm not going out of the house much except for a walk with my face mask on and my gloves on. So I have some physical exercise, but and then I go the routes where there's not much traffic, not much foot traffic. So I don't need to worry about being exposed to anybody or anything. So some other activities you can do are, besides reading, are playing music, painting, drawing, knitting, crocheting, jump roping, shooting baskets, putting puzzles back together, or working on crossword puzzles, taking a hot bath for relaxation. I wrote in the transcript medication, and I meant meditation. I am so sorry. I just realized that. So it's not medication, it is meditation, and there are different forms of it. And one of them is with the insight timer, where you can choose if you want to be uplifted, if you want to be energized or anything, and they take you on a guided tour, which is awesome. You are not going to go into any trance, and you're not going to be hypnotized or anything like that. It's not an act from the devil. It's just a way of relaxing. Finishing up projects, learning a new language, learning to play a new instrument. If you don't want to go outside for a walk, you can walk inside the house. First of all, when you're on the phone, you can walk while you're on the phone, because most of us are on our cell phones anyway. And even if you have a landline that has still a cord, or a cordless landline, you can walk around on the floor that you are on. And so you get some steps in and do something for your body and your mind, because activity, physical activity, keeps your body healthy and your mind. So walk around, do those things. If you need more suggestions, oh my goodness, I have found so many. I Googled https://www.education.com/games. I also Googled children's stories to read aloud and download and be read to them if you need a break and you don't have time. Also, I am reading a children's story every Wednesday on Facebook Live at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And you can put your children in front of the computer or the tablet or whatever they have available to listen to my story. Yesterday, I started the 101 Dalmatians, and I read chapter 1. So next Wednesday, I'm going to go to chapter 2. Depending on how long it takes to read a chapter, I might read one or two chapters. But it's something to keep your children occupied for 20 to 30 minutes so you can take a little break from watching over them 24/7 right now. I mean, when they are at school, you get a break. So you get your work done, be it work for a boss or be it work as your own boss or be it household chores or whatever there is. It gives you a few minutes to yourself. Or you can sit down and listen to the story while knitting or crocheting while your children are listening. And then if they have any questions, you can answer their questions. I mean, that's a fun time. And let's promote more fun times. What can you do to help somebody else without exposing yourself? Well, there are so many people in nursing homes, convalescent homes, and other places that are shut in right now. They're not allowed to go out. They don't get any visitors. If they don't have family and friends, and even if they do, they probably don't get as much attention as they used to when the doors are open. So call somebody up just to say, hi, I've been thinking about you. How are you holding up? Is there anything you need or can I do anything for you? I had a neighbor who went out for my husband and I when we were feeling pretty lousy last Thursday. I don't know what happened, but when my hubby came home from work, he was just really not feeling good. And I had a relatively rough day with my allergies. So I just asked my neighbor to go to the store and get us some quinine and zinc, because that helps along with the Benadryl to get rid of allergies. And it did help. So I'm positive it was only allergies, but they can be pretty intense at times. So knowing that you can call on a neighbor, and he had his mask and gloves on, went to the store, got what we needed, and I gave him the money back. He showed me the receipt on the text, so we didn't have to, you know, touch each other. Then he put the groceries down, and I gave him the money, put it down on the table so he could grab it outside, and we were all safe and sound. We kept our distance, and so it was pretty awesome. So anyway, go there and also, you know, Google children's stories, read aloud, or children activities. I found 28 pages under educational activities and games, and it goes from preschool to fifth grade and then more. Coding games, math games, reading and writing, typing, holidays, pop culture and events, seasons, Common Core. I mean, there's 28 pages of games that you can download for free. So use the social media to keep active, to keep alert, to keep busy and happy, so you don't have time to think about anything negative. So that's my hope and health and activities for today. I do really hope that something made sense to you and you found some value in this quick message. And I wish all of you a very happy, healthy, and empowered week. And I'll talk to you next week again. Until then.